بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله الكريم أما بعد جزا الله عنا نبينا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم هو أهله. Last week we discussed some of the du'as for the protection of iman. One of the du'a that appears in the Quran Sharif, ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وَهَبْ لَنَا مِنْ لَدُنْكَ رَحْمَةً إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ الْوَهَّابُ يَا مُقَلِّبَ الْقُلُوبِ ثَبِّتْ قَلْبِي عَلَى دِينِكَ اللَّهُمَّ اهْدِنِي وَسَدِّدْنِي. Those were some of the du'as. Those were rather all of the du'as that we discussed last week. And if we continue keeping those du'as in mind, inshaAllah, with the meaning as we have discussed, then that will give some essence, some flavor, and a person will be able to be able to put his heart in his dua. Today's du'as are du'as for our beloved Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Dua is an aspect that we learn from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Had it not been for Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, none of us would have known what to do. We would have really been at crossroads that who do we ask, what do we ask, and how do we ask. So due to the fact that the aspect of dua is learned from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it's only appropriate that we make dua for Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam out of shukriya, as an appreciation for this bounty that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has given to each one of us as the ummah. Ulama explain and say, a sign of an accepted dua, this is some of the adab of dua, a sign of an accepted dua is that the dua begins with durood, and it ends also with durood upon Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But generally the etiquette of dua is when we are making dua, then the first thing we do normally is that we would have to praise Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Allahumma laka alhamdu kulluhu wa laka shukru kullu. Wa alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen is also sufficient, a phrase of praising Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Then second, do we recite durood upon Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And then after is the body of the dua, as we would say, where a person presents his needs to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. And at the end also, we would recite our durood sharif before terminating the dua. So that dua which is sparseled, as if to say, as if the beginning of it was sparseled or tied up with durood, so nothing will escape. And then we present all of our needs, and then we parcel it up and tie it up at the end again. Now, that which is wrapped on both ends, definitely what is going to be in between will have to be preserved and accepted in the courts of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. So these are some of the du'as. The first one for today is that in our du'a, if we recite, this is the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that appears in quite a few books of ahadith. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned that that person who recites Jazallahu anna Muhammadan ma huwa ahlu, or a person recites Jazallahu anna Nabiyyana Muhammadan sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ma huwa ahlu, or Jazallahu anna Habibana Muhammadan sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ma huwa ahlu. So these are all words of respect that generally we would add before. Sometimes we say Sayyiduna Muhammad, sometimes we say Nabiyuna Muhammad, Rasuluna Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So that is all added. But if a person keeps it as is, Jazallahu anna Muhammadan sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ma huwa ahlu, then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said just this phrase, At'aba sab'ina katiban alfa sabahin, that this one phrase will tire 70 angels for 1,000 days in writing your reward. For 1,000 days, 70 angels, not just one, not one accountant. We have to get 70 accountants. And that too, not for one part of the day. for the entire day, and not for one day, for 1,000 days. Now imagine that person who has the dhikr on his tongue all the time. Or every day he recites it a few times. He recites it a few times. He is cashing in for the next 1,000 days. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the tawfiq. But keep this in mind. That what are we saying in this dua? Jazallahu anna. Jazallah. Jaza means to recompensate. So our dua is jazallah. O Allah, it's like a dua. O Allah, grant our Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam a suitable reward. Anna means on our behalf. Anna, Muhammadan sallallahu alaihi wasallam, our Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. What must we reward and recompensate him with? Ma huwa ahlu, meaning a suitable reward, whatever he is deserving of in your courts, O my Allah. Now generally we see this durood we reciting, Jazallahu anna. O Allah, you reward Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad. Allahumma barik ala Muhammad. We ask Allah, you send durood. Ya Allah, you send salam. Ya Allah, you send baraka. Ya Allah, you send salama. We always recite Allahumma before it. Why don't we send it directly? Ulama explain and say, why are we asking the durood to go via Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala must send the durood upon Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? For we are not pure enough, good enough, to send our durood and salutations direct to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He is the most choicest of the creation of Allah, and it doesn't suit us sinners to send our durood directly. So we say, Ya Arhamar Rahimeen, Ya Allah, O Allah, the most merciful, forgive my shortcomings, on my behalf, present my durood to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So Jazallahu anna Nabiyana, O Jazallahu anna Muhammadan sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, ma huwa ahlu. The next durood was a durood that our esteemed Imam Hazrat Mawlana Ahmad Chauhan Sahib Damod Barakatuhum in the last Thursday majlis had discussed this durood. So he put this durood also. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad kullama dhakarahu dhakirun wa salli ala Muhammad kullama ghafala an dhikrihil ghafilun. So the translation of it is, O Allah, salli, bestow your special favors, that salli, ala Muhammad, on Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Kullama means whenever, ذَكَرَهُ أَذَاكِرُونَ, whenever people remember Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when people are making durood, Ya Allah, you continue sending durood upon him. وَصَلِّ عَلَى Muhammad, and O Allah, صَلِّ عَلَى Muhammad, bestow your special mercies on Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, kullama, as whenever, غَفَلَ عَنْ ذِكْرِهِ الْغَافِلُونَ, whenever the heedless people are heedless and neglectful of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now, this is a very all-encompassing durood upon Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It's no hadith. This was the durood that was compiled. The words of Imam Shafi'i alayhi rahma. It was his words in his kitab of durood. He compiled this durood by himself. On his demise, one person had a dream, and he asked, O Imam Shafi'i, rahimahullah, how are you? How did you fare with Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala? He says, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgave me, and he has embellished and beautified my Jannah beyond comprehension. It's already adorned for me just to enter. So he said, yeah, appropriate. You gave your life for the deen. He says, no, just this one durood. Just this one durood upon Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, I earned that reward. This one durood. And in some narrations it comes that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam interceded to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, O my Allah, this is the durood he has presented for me. Ya Allah, as a reward for him, let he not be taken to task, no hisab and kitab in akhirat, because of this durood. So that was this beautiful durood, Allahumma salli ala Muhammad. Kullama dhakarahu dhakirun. Which means that at any given time, if someone else is making dhikr of Allah, returning Allah, you also send durood on my behalf. And whenever people are neglectful and heedless, they have forgotten about durood. Like myself, we forget sometimes, we're busy, we're talking, we're doing other things. Even at that time, Allah, when I forgot also, you still send durood on my behalf. The next dua, the third one, this is the dua of Nabi Dawood alayhi salam. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam had mentioned, after mentioning this dua, after relaying this dua and narrating it to us, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, Dawood alayhi salam kana a'badal bashar. He was the most subservient. He was the greatest abid to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. His ibadat was of a very high level, and this was the dua of Dawood alayhi salam. Allahumma inni as'aluka hubbak wa hubba man yuhibbuk wal 'amala alladhi yuballighuni hubbak. Allahumma ij'al hubbaka ahabba ilayya min nafsi wa ahli wa min al-ma'il barid. This is when a person is asking for himself. Allahumma inni. If you, generally we will hear the imam or the person performing salah, or we are making ameen to a person's dua, then we may hear other words. Allahumma inna nas'aluka. So that's inna, it means us. Nas'aluka, plural we. Inna nas'aluka hubbak wa hubba man yuhibbuk wal 'amala alladhi yuballighuna hubbak. So on the first line, those are the words that will change in making it plural. Allahumma inna nas'aluk. And the last part, yuballighuna hubbak. And the next line, Allahumma ja'al hubbaka ahabba ilayna. If it's plural, ilayna min anfusina wa ahalina wa min al-ma'il barid, if we're reciting it plural. So those are some of the changes that would take place if it's plural. In this dua, what are we asking Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala? Allahumma inni as'aluka hubbak. O Allah, I beg of you that you grant me. Allahumma inni as'aluka. I ask you hubbak, your love. O my Allah, I am asking of you your love. Meaning even the love of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, we have to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for it. Inni as'aluka hubbak. But now the question is, I want the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How do I attain it? The second part of it, wa hubba may yuhibbuk. And I ask of you, O Allah, wa hubba, the love, wa hubba may yuhibbuk, the love of those who love you. The love of those that love you. Ya Allah, they must also love me. Meaning, O my Allah, my love to gain your love has to be via those people who got your love. Because I want to gain the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How do I gain the love of Allah? Then attach ourselves, be in the suhbah of those people who have already attained the mahabbat of Allah. So ya Allah, give me their love also. وَحُبَّ مَنْ يُحِبُّكُ. And thirdly, وَالْعَمَلَ الَّذِي يُبَلِّغُنِي حُبَّكُ. O Allah, what am I asking for? وَالْعَمَلْ. Meaning those deeds, الَّذِي يُبَلِّغُنِي حُبَّكُ, that will make me acquire your love. بَلَّغَ يُبَلِّغْ, that will take me to. Meaning by means of which I will acquire. So O my Allah, give me those deeds. Why? Because love is not a statement. It's not a pronunciation where you tell a person, I love you. That's empty words. Those are just words, I love you. What is love? Love is a journey. It's a journey to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the map to reach Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the sunnah tariqah and the lifestyle of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That is why just saying I love Allah has to be now backed with action. So we ask Allah, وَالْعَمَلَ الَّذِي يُبَلِّغُنِي حُبَّكُ. Ya Allah, those actions that will make me acquire your love, grant me those actions. I asked of you those actions, O my Allah. Ya Allah, whatever is an action that will grant me and bless me your love, Ya Allah, bless me with those actions. Whether it be tahajjud salah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us tawfiq, that you know, it be, qiyamul layl becomes part of our life. There is one selected servant of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, alhamdulillah, in Durban. Every single day, irrespective, every single day, at 3:30, his eyes open. No alarm, no cell phone, nothing. Nothing. By 3:30, his eyes have to open. So they spent some time with him. You see, but how did you attain this? No alarm clock, nothing, and 3:30 you waking up. He says, how much I asked Allah, how much I asked Allah. One is I put my alarm. If I put my alarm and I tried, and the alarm woke me up, I used to cry to Allah. I see, Allah, I'm so weak, the alarm had to wake me up. Ya Allah, you give me such a heart, that heart will wake up on its own. And he cried to Allah. And he says, Allah gave it to me. Every day, 3:30, meaning in winter, if it's summer, then it's going to come a little bit earlier. I need to give my 1 hour minimum for my qiyamul layl, for my tahajjud salah. He cried to Allah. Subhanallah. So, wal amal alladhi, cry to Allah. Ya Allah, I'm asking you those actions. And then, Allahumma ja'al hubbak. Oh my Allah, make your love. Ij'al, make. Hubbak, your love. Ahabba, most beloved. Ahabba ilayya. More beloved to me, min nafsi, than myself. Nafs. You know, on the day of Qiyam, Allah protect us. Nafsi, nafsi. This is min nafsi. O my Allah, even more beloved than myself. Wa ahli, and my family. Wa min al ma'il barid, and more beloved than cool water. Especially on a hot summer's day, when something that a person really appreciates is cool water that will quench the thirst. Ya Allah, even more beloved than that on a hot day, make your love beloved to me. So this is what we ask in Allah. If these words, we understand the meaning of this dua. You know, when a person is making dua now, he'll really give his heart. You see, Allah, this is what I'm asking for. And the last is a dua of a sahabi. Now, this is also a very valuable dua that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, after hearing this dua, then Nabi sallam said that these are words of truth. So what with the dua of the sahabi? Allahumma inni as'aluka imanan la yartad. So we are familiar with a lot of words now. Allahumma, O Allah, inni, I, as'aluka, I ask of you, as'aluka, I ask you, imanan, I ask Allah, O my Allah, I ask you for such a level of iman, la yartad. La yartad, a word that we know that comes from la yartad, meaning this here is derived from irtidad, riddat. Example, we speak about riddat and irtidad, which means murtad, person becoming murtad. So la yartad. Ya Allah, we asking you for iman without renegating. La yartad, meaning does not waver. وَنَعِيمًا لَا يَنْفَدْ. Na'im, ni'mat, the bounty of Allah. وَنَعِيمًا. And Allah, what are we asking you? وَنَعِيمًا, bounties, لَا يَنْفَدْ, that will never terminate. لَا يَنْفَدْ. Now these words, if we keep in mind, we're looking at the meaning, we're understanding. Now when we're reciting Quran also, we'll be able to put some meaning to the words of Quran that we are reciting. وَنَعِيمًا لَا يَنْفَدْ. Because at the end of the surah, أَلْهَاكُمُ التَّكَاثُرُ ثُمَّ لَتُسْأَلُنَّ يَوْمَئِذٍ عَنِ النَّعِيمِ. On the day of Qiyamah, you will be questioned about the bounty of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. So we ask Allah for إِمَانًا لَا يَرْتَدْ وَنَعِيمًا لَا يَنْفَدْ, a bounty that does never terminate. Allah protect every one of us, that we never ever tested by the bounties of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala being snatched away from us. It's very hard. وَنَعِيمًا لَا يَنْفَدْ. And the last part, وَمُرَافَقَةَ نَبِيِّنَا مُحَمَّدْ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ. And we ask, O my Allah, مُرَافَقَةَ, مُرَافَقَةَ, for the companionship. The company of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam fi a'la darajatil jannah. A'la, the highest. In the highest stages of Jannah, Jannatil Khuld, the everlasting Jannah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant each one of us the tawfiq and the ability that we are making dua now, inshallah. We put our heart in our dua and we understand the meaning of the duas that we are making and concentrate and really give ourselves to it, especially Allahumma inni as'aluka imanan la yartad. In this time and age, ulama are dealing with a lot of cases. Person is coming with his son. Mulana, please speak to him and speak to him. He doesn't want to remain a Muslim anymore. So many cases. We spoke about it last week and this is such a great, great worry. This is imanan la yartad. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the tawfiq and the ability to make these du'as with meaning, inshaAllah. Subhanallah, bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyyika.